news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Yesterday, we told you that the U.S. had reached the grim milestone of 1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Yes, the country with about 4% of the global population has reported one-third of the world's coronavirus infections. Today, we have another terrible number to pass along. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people in America who've died from the virus has now passed 57,000. That is the American death toll in the Vietnam War. As of Wednesday morning, the U.S. has 1,019,170 confirmed cases and 58,611 deaths. And despite Donald Trump's frequent claims that he created the best economy in the world's history, we had been riding the longest ever economic expansion. It followed the Great Recession, an 11-year growth trend that started under the Obama administration, has now ended. On Wednesday morning, the Commerce Department released its report on the gross domestic product. The U.S. economy shrank by 4.8% in the first quarter, the biggest decline since the Great Recession. After saying they will join the Senate and return to D.C. and reconvene on Monday, May 4th, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer on Tuesday announced that after consulting the Capitol physician, who said there was a risk to members that he wouldn't recommend taking, they reversed their decision and will not return next week. By the way, the Capitol physician advises both chambers of Congress. The Republican-led Senate has chosen to ignore those recommendations. When Donald Trump promised,
"Your head will spin,"
perhaps this is what he was talking about. Just last week, Trump criticized Georgia's Governor Kemp for starting to open his state too soon. But on Tuesday, he cheered Texas for doing the same. Despite the fact that many places haven't yet reached their peak infection, they're still beginning the process of reopening their states. But experts are warning of a coming second wave. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Tuesday said the U.S. could be in for a bad fall and a bad winter if countermeasures like testing and social distancing aren't implemented in time. If a second wave coincides with the flu season, it could be even worse. Around the world, some countries mark optimistic new milestones, while others are still struggling. China announced it will hold its annual parliamentary meeting in May after a two-month delay. But Britain's Office of National Statistics revealed the death toll in England and Wales was up to 54% higher through mid-April than previously reported. Canada, meanwhile, is seeing deaths spike, even though the disease has spread slowly in that country. And in Lebanon, violent protests are breaking out due to increased hunger and poverty in the wake of the pandemic. Here at home, the Vice President of the United States toured the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota on Tuesday, but video of his visit prompted mass criticism as we see that Mike Pence chose not to wear a face mask. The renowned medical center's policy requires masks for all doctors, nurses, patients, and visitors, but Mike Pence refused. He was asked why by CNN.
Can you just walk us through why you made a decision not to wear the mask, even though the clinic said that they tweeted that they had asked you to do so?
Well, let me say, as Vice President of the United States, I'm tested for the coronavirus on a regular basis. And everyone who is around me is tested for the coronavirus. And when the CDC issued guidelines about wearing a mask, it was their recognition that people that may have the coronavirus could prevent the possibility of conveying the virus to someone else by wearing a mask. And since I don't have the coronavirus, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here, to be able to speak to these researchers, these incredible healthcare personnel, and look them in the eye and say thank you.
Last time I checked, the mask doesn't cover your eyes. He could still look them in the eye while wearing a mask. Just saying. Sickening. Literally. In more literally sickening news, unions in the U.S. meatpacking industry say Donald Trump is jeopardizing lives and prioritizing cold cuts over workers' health. Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to force meat processing plants operated by Tyson Foods and other major suppliers to stay open, even as the coronavirus spreads among workers. The president's executive order hands oversight powers to the Department of Agriculture, quote, to determine the proper nationwide priorities and allocation of all the materials, services, and facilities necessary to ensure the continued supply of meat and poultry. Oy. Congressman Justin Amash, who left the Republican Party last year, is now seeking the Libertarian Party nomination for president. And regarding that 2020 election, more than half of Americans now support conducting all U.S. elections by mail, this according to a new Pew poll. That's an important majority to consider as we move closer to the November presidential election, with no guarantee the pandemic will be cleared up by then. Now, if you're wondering how that second round of PPP funding is going, The Hill reports it's been, quote, misstep after misstep, including technical glitches that locked out thousands of applications through banks. The overwhelmed system forced business owners to seek other ways to try to secure federal funds. The Small Business Administration has also infuriated lenders after changing guidance as the program's application process ramped up and was replenished with $320 billion. They said the program could be exhausted of funds as soon as next week. And the story that's been around for years is now gaining traction. The front page of Wednesday's Washington Post has a three-byline story titled Calls Grow for Biden to Address Allegation. The story notes that the campaign has forcefully denied Tara Reid's claims of sexual assault, but that Joe Biden has not addressed the accusations and has declined the Washington Post request for an interview. The story's not going away. Stay tuned. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.